You've already got a good start to your day, as have I, as some folks may be just kicking out of bed. You know, this can be a short topic. What do effective people do when they get up to best prepare for the day? Well, they listen to this show. So that's the end of that topic. We move on to other issues. No, but beyond listening to this show, you know, there is some, just for some folks, just getting out of bed and not hitting the snooze button, and I've been guilty of that before, it can be tough, especially at 4 or 4:30 a.m. But, you know, so you get past the getting out of bed part. What about the rest of the day? Do effective people, Doc, plan it out?
Well, I think so. I think even if they're not aware of it, you know, it's kind of like Brian Tracy, you know, certainly the guru in terms of self-help, has, I think, made an important statement that basically that successful people are simply those with successful habits, and successful habits certainly begin the beginning of the day. And I think what we have to do when we wake up, we just don't really want to be rushing immediately. We want to wake up calmly. We want to greet the day with the idea that we're going to have a good day. I think that's always a good thought. Then there are various things, not that we necessarily do every one of these every day, but I think it always makes sense, whether it's conscious or unconsciously, that we're really recognizing we have priorities in life. What's our life mission? What do we want to do? What do we want to accomplish? What kind of person do we want to be? And once we get beyond that, and I really think we do that. I mean, if you really want to be effective and successful, what really do you want to accomplish? What's your overall goal? Then I think you look at the short-term goals for the day. What are you going to do? What are your plans? You want, then you may have to refocus. You're aware of that as the day goes on. Then I think we really need to have our coffee or tea and a nice breakfast. I think breakfast is an important thing to kind of gear up, get ready for the day. And there are times also that we might do something. I mean, every day, but I think every now and then, just kind of putting our head back and doing a little brainstorming, trying to think of something that would be unique and different for that day to advance yourself, whatever it might be. And if you do that every day, or you try to do that most days, you're going to find that you're going to make some good decisions for yourself, and you're going to find some things that you haven't even thought of before, because self-brainstorming can be a very good idea. I think another way to start the day is appreciate the good in your life. So many people find the negative, and I believe if you're going to start the day, these are things you try to appreciate and enjoy what you have. Someone you love, someone who cares for you, be your dog, your cat, in addition, of course, to spouse, children, good friends. I also think always visualizing, this goes back to looking at our life mission and our plan, but I think we have to visualize future accomplishment. We have to visualize things that we want to get done with really a glee and an excitement. You know, dreams only can come true if we, you know, if we have them. And then I think we have to be, even after we've done all this, that's the time that we can begin looking at our email. I find a lot of times when I talk to people, they will tell me, oh my goodness, my day started horrible. I looked at my email and I saw this and I saw that. And I said, well, you know, why don't you just look at it a little later and say, well, Dr. Pacho, I have to look at it right away. And I say, well, if you got up an hour later, you'd be looking at it then. So why not?
That's
just
the point. True.
The point is, put it aside. Because I think if you want to have an effective day, you don't want to start right off in a helter-skelter type of a thing. And then I think even after this, then you want to clear your mind and enter the day ready to do a winner's performance, regardless of what your tasks are. Now, it doesn't mean you're going to do every one of these every day, but if you really listen to these things, these are really good things to, you know, be doing. We're going to wake up calmly. We're not going to be rushing. We're going to be looking, always thinking, what's our overall mission, goal in life, setting up goals for the immediate day. We're going to have some coffee, going to have some breakfast, maybe do a little brainstorming, look for things that we can appreciate in life, visualize in terms of future achievements what we really want to see and accomplish, and then we're going to look at our email at that time, sort out some things there, then clear our mind and rush off and have a successful, good day. That's the kind of way to begin the day. And unfortunately, I think most people don't do that. And if you start off in a helter-skelter way, you're going to live that day the whole day.
Well, Doc, you bring up some really good tips there. I would add to that that if you can go to bed the night before and kind of clear out that day, go to bed, just say, well, you know, there were ups, there were downs, it's done, and go to bed in a placid manner. That's a good thing, so that you don't have that carryover. To the next day, that there might be something. You said make good decisions. Just try to make a decision during the day. Don't put everything off. Make a couple of decisions and be comfortable and confident that they're strong and then move on and don't overthink them.
I also think your point is good about night before, I think. And if the day starts that way in terms of calm and you can end it calm, then you're going to have a much, much better life. But be aware, it's the small things overall that really are the things that add up to the big things in life. Mm-hmm. A lot of people really don't understand that. You know, home runs are great, but, you know, getting the singles, the sacrifice flies, all these things
that's
that
all
can
true.
Move you ahead is what really makes life successful.
It is all very, very true. And I got to say, I'm guilty of that carryover sometimes. If you're not, you probably aren't living. I mean, it happens. So you just try to, you know, it's true. You try to avoid it, but, you know, this doesn't mean I don't recognize it. So Dr. John Braccio, of course, the podcast there, Dr. John B., .com. This will be included in that as well. What effect do people do when they get up? Best preparing for the day. Good things to keep in mind, psychologically speaking, with Dr. John Braccio. He is the head of Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. Doc, always good to talk to you.
Pleasure with you, my friend.